This week in the Missouri Senate, we'll review more of the legislation continuing to make its way through the process.
Senate Bill 30.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Wednesday afternoon and evening were dedicated to Senate Bill 30. Senator Tony Lukemeyer of Parkville is the sponsor. He tells his colleagues this measure would authorize sports wagering.
With increased gaming, there will likely be increases in problem gambling, which is why the Senate substitute also sets aside $1 million for the state's compulsive gamblers fund.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis talked about the financial status of the Missouri Veterans Commission Capital Improvement Trust Fund.
Given that we haven't changed this admission fee amount in over 30 years, we're trying to catch up for the changes in the dollar due to inflation.
Senate Bill 30 has been set aside for further consideration.
Senate Bill 184 with Senate Committee.
The Missouri Senate spent part of its Tuesday afternoon talking about child care. Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City sponsors Senate Bill 184, a measure that would modify provisions relating to tax relief for child-related expenses.
Diapers, however, are not a luxury. They're a necessity. And access to clean diapers is essential for babies and toddlers' healthy development.
During discussion, Senator Bill Ligle of Weldon Spring points out he does not believe tax credits should be used as a tax relief mechanism.
Using targeted tax credits that only a portion of the population may take advantage of, it causes me some concern.
Senate Bill 184 has been set aside for further dialogue.
Senate Bill number 35 be called up from
Monday afternoon and evening saw time on several measures, including Senate Bill 35. Senator Carla May of St. Louis is the sponsor. She says her proposal seeks to modify provisions relating to child custody and child support enforcement.
By doing that, it's an incentive now for them to come in and go ahead and enter into that payment plan or whatever so they can start.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Senator Rick Bratton of Harrisonville added an amendment.
This is basically just a starting point to where we're going to start with each parent have equal shared parenting.
Missouri senators give Senate Bill 35 preliminary approval. Another yes vote would send this legislation to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
The House has taken their predictions and recommendations on the budget.
Probably the most important weeks for the legislature is coming up.
April is also the month when the Missouri Senate puts its seal of approval on the next operating budget. Senator Denny Hoskins of Warrensburg serves on the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee. He says the Missouri House of Representatives sent its version of the fiscal year 2024 budget to the upper chamber last week.
And then be able to put our Senate recommendations and priorities into the budget as well.
Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County adds she believes crafting the budget is the most important thing the legislature does.
Just like your budget in your homes, the budget is really a moral document, and how we choose to spend our money or not spend our money is a reflection of our values.
By law, the fiscal year 2024 state operating budget has to be complete no later than 6 p.m. on Friday, May 5th. Missouri's next fiscal year will begin on July 1st. Session will resume on Tuesday following lawmakers' Easter break. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.